First, this cabinet selection was very underwhelming. The reason why he decided to do away with the cabinet was because it was underperforming. Yet we saw him bringing back the same people in the first slot. Then on the second slot, he has gone ahead to bring people from the opposition. We are very disappointed with Raila Odinga, who was the opposition leader, for he decided to go for what we call in Kenya a handshake. A handshake is when the government of the day and the opposition get in bed together and agree to work together. Raila used us Gen Zs and our voices and what we've been advocating for to go for that handshake. I don't know who put him in that position, but we were very, very disappointed in him.
Now, but let me ask you this. The president held discussions with you on X and met key demands that you have made. Why are you disappointed in his latest action? The country has to be run anyway, correct?
It has to, but first, you need to agree that he didn't meet any of the Gen Zs on that space. He looked for people who agree with his ideas and not really the Gen Zs. The Gen Zs are actually not on the spaces. This movement actually started on TikTok, not on the X space. So these are people who are just riding on the wave of Gen Zs.
So what happens next? He was voted for and he has to run the affairs of the country. Are you still insisting that he must go?
Yes, the reason why we are saying that Ruto must go if he fails to run the nation the way it's supposed to. Remember, Gen Zs, we are just asking for very basic things. The systems that have been put there to run the way they are supposed to. And if you can see the last few days of the protest, they've taken another turn. Now we are talking about police brutality. We are talking about abductions. We are talking about the media being gagged. So all these things, they're the ones which we are calling out. That is not how a nation should be run. And if Ruto can't run it any other way, then he should step aside. We call for a fresh election. We go on the poll, vote for a leader who deserves this country.
But the country is run on a constitution that is approved by the people of Kenya. Why wouldn't Gen Z's wait for his term to finish? Because some people are suggesting that what you are asking for him to do, to resign, is illegal on its face.
These abductions, they are not in the constitution. This handshake, they are not in the constitution. But you see, why is he going for these handshakes? That means he's cut-shorting people. There are some cabinet ministries which are not in the constitution, like the one that is ran by the that is Mudavadi. It's not in the constitution. So Ruto is not using the constitution. And that's what we've been calling and saying, if at all he can't obey the rules of the country, then he needs to go.
The president has expressed concern that the Gen Zs are being used by external forces to try to cause chaos and try to undermine the very peace and stability Kenya enjoys.
So why is he saying that we are being sponsored? We are not being sponsored. I personally haven't been sponsored. I haven't received any shilling. In fact, I'm still looking for a job in Kenya. You can't say that I'm sponsored. Every day I wake up and go to the streets and protest because I don't have a job. And that's what I'm protesting for. So him saying that people are being sponsored and the companies that he named. Remember last time I asked you and I told you that maybe he should come forward and name those people that he's saying that they are sponsoring, and he named one of those companies, and that company really, it has even sponsored one of his campaigns. So you can't really say that it's sponsoring any Gen Z. In fact, we haven't seen any organization that is run by Gen Zs that is being sponsored by the company that he mentioned.